Well, if you have your Bibles, turn them to Jonah, the book of Jonah in the Old Testament. Pretty small book, but very significant. Jonah chapter 1 is where we'll be. And once you find your place, please stand and we will read our text. I'll go ahead and read. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So as we can see in these first three verses of this book of Jonah, Jonah blatantly disobeyed his God when he was told to go to Nineveh. And many people ask the question of why. Why would he do the exact opposite of what he was told to do? The answer is actually quite simple. It's because he didn't really want to. He knew that God would spare their lives if they repented, because he knew that God was a merciful God. He didn't want what God wanted. But if we really look at it from our angle, how many times in our daily lives, how many times every day do we disobey God because we don't want to do what he wants us to do? In reality, we're no better than Jonah, but one thing that we do have that Jonah didn't is that we have the entire Bible. We have the recorded mistakes of others, and as a wise person, I think it was Benjamin Franklin, I'm not sure what the quote is, but he says, a wise person will learn from others' mistakes. And so if we are given the mistakes of others, we should take the time to learn about what not to do. Just real quick, there's a difference to being obedient and just obeying. To obey means to do what you've been told to do. But to be obedient means to do what you've been told to do willingly and submissively. Big difference. And because of this difference, that's basically the basis of the message. Are you being obedient or are you just obeying? There are three ways that we should be obedient to those that are over us. The first one is to obey willingly. Jonah chapter 4 verse 1 says, But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. Jonah here is very angry, as the Bible says, at God. He obeyed, but he obeyed with a bad attitude. He didn't obey willingly. When our parents or our teachers or our bosses give us an assignment or a task to do, just step back and think about, how do you do it on a regular basis? Do you do it with a good attitude or do you do it with a bad attitude? Remember that also you can put on a show and you might think that you're fooling everybody, but in reality you're not. Everyone knows. God sees right through it. God's really the one that we have to really, he's the one that we need to please. And there's no fooling God, as we see in Jonah. Jonah had no chance. He knows the thoughts and intents of our hearts. So obey with a good attitude inside and out. The second thing is to obey cheerfully. There's a difference between someone who obeys willingly and someone who obeys willingly and cheerfully. The Bible says that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And in case you're wondering, or in case you're saying, I don't have anything to be happy about, you do. The Bible says in Psalm 144:15, Happy is that people, yea, happy is that people, whose God is the Lord. Psalm 146:5, Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Proverbs 16:20, Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. As the Bible clearly says, we can be happy in the fact that we know that God is our Heavenly Father. We can be happy in the fact that we're not going to hell. We are, for the most part, born-again children of God. He's our Savior and our Lord. He saved us from hell. That's more than enough to be happy about. And if you really think about it, you know, we're not thankful enough for what he did for us. The last thing is to obey completely. 1 Samuel 15, chapter 3, I'll just read verse 19. It says, Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord. This story right here is talking about Saul when he was told to destroy the Amalekites. And what he did is he did not obey completely. He didn't destroy them utterly. He destroyed them almost all the way. And so many times in our lives, we're told to do something. We almost do it, but we don't do it all the way. And that's just wrong. This is such a sad account of Scripture because Saul, Israel's first king, was commanded to utterly destroy Amalek, as I said. But he didn't obey completely. And because he didn't obey completely, it cost him the kingdom. Now, this isn't the only thing he did wrong, but this was like the one thing that Samuel said, all right, that's it. The Lord said, that's it. You're done. Kingdom is run out of your hand. Some people have been called to ministry. Some To be saved, or some to be in a full-time Christian service, some to make a decision of one thing or another. And some of us, just in our daily lives, God's telling us to do something and we're not doing it completely. We're not answering His call to the best of our ability. If you have been called, if you know what God's will is for your life, then let me ask you this. How completely are you living that out? Are you just content with doing what He wants you to do? Or are you trying to be better at doing what He wants you to do? Are you willingly, cheerfully, and completely obeying and being obedient to God? There's really no better time to start now if you're not. Don't be a Jonah. Don't be a Saul. Obey God to the best of your ability. Thank you.